Paul Grogan, the head of the Boston Foundation, is stepping down. For 19 years, he's led the century-old group that bills itself as one of the largest community foundations in the country, with more than $1.3 billion in net assets. To talk more about his decision and what comes next, we're joined now by Paul Grogan. Hi, Paul, and thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good to be with you, Bob.
So let me ask first, what led to your decision that now's the time to step down as head of the Boston Foundation?
Well, perhaps it was the approach of my 20th anniversary, but it seemed that a moment had arrived where I had really accomplished virtually all that I had wanted to at the foundation. And I wanted to leave some room at the end of my career for doing some new things after 20 years at the foundation.
What are you most proud of that the Boston Foundation accomplished during your tenure?
One notable success we had is focusing on college completion. We did a study years ago that found that while many Boston public school graduates were enrolling in college, no one had ever looked at how many actually obtained their degree, and it was really appalling. It was about a third of the students who entered college ever got a two- or a four-year degree. And we developed a coaching model to, you know, now 1,000 seniors get a coach in their senior year, help getting into college, and help from peers in navigating the inevitable setbacks that occur when you embark on that chapter of your life. And we've raised the graduation rate for Boston Public School kids who go to college by 77%.
Just a few days ago, the foundation put out a report raising alarm about the declining population of school children in the city at a time when the city of Boston economy and the population itself is growing. With that as the background of this question, what's the most pressing problem facing Boston public schools today that you think the foundation should be addressing or you hope it addresses after you leave?
Well, the Boston Public Schools, perform a vital function. There has been improvement in the school system. Overall, however, we are still in with most big cities whose school systems now are attended by and large by low-income and minority children. We're still not doing nearly as well as we need to. And I'd say that there's some uncertainty about the way forward. I think people are really looking at the new superintendent to lay out something that really is compelling and that will kind of reignite our ambitions again to make that a great system.
You know, if you could wave the magic wand as you walk out the door to fix one pressing problem that the city faces, what would it be and how would you fix it?
Well, it's you've got to go to the tremendous disparity in income and wealth that has grown up in the city. And Boston has among the widest gaps anywhere in the country. And part of that, which makes it difficult to fix, is that that's a kind of success in that we've become an economy that attracts high-wage workers. And those high-wage workers love the city and want to be in the city, and prices are being bid up. There has to be a much more aggressive approach to building low and middle income housing. And again, Boston does a good job when it has the resources, but we're just going to have to bite the bullet and spend a lot more money on housing than we have been. But we can do it.
Paul Grogan, you mentioned up front that you have other things you want to do. What's next for you?
Well, one of the things I've gotten very interested in is these community foundations, of which Boston is one. A lot of them are really interested in following the path that we've marked out in terms of changing and enlarging the impact of these organizations. So one of the things I hope to be doing is working with community foundations on a national basis to really promote this broader view of what these institutions can do.
Paul Grogan, thanks very much for the conversations from your present perch over the years. Good luck in the future, and let's keep up the chatter.
Thanks so much, Bob.
Paul Grogan is the outgoing head of the Boston Foundation, and we should note that the Boston Foundation is an underwriter of WBUR.